This is Stateside. I'm Zoe Clark, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. Well, it's looking like the European car market could end the year with positive growth. That's after 6 years of stagnation. Our partner at the BBC, Russell Padmore, joins us now from London. Hello, Russell.
Hello there, Zoe. Good to be with you again.
Good to have you. So explain what's going on here. I mean, we've talked to you in the past about Europe's economy certainly not doing well. So what's behind this increase in sales?
Well, ultimately, you are seeing, I suppose, consumers have been hanging onto their cars for so long. A lot of drivers have been doing their best to almost drive old clunkers rather than change to a new vehicle, largely because a lot of people were looking at the economic state of many countries in the Eurozone, for example. We've seen problems with economies here. I suppose many people would die to see some real growth, which some countries are experiencing elsewhere in the world. But ultimately, it's very, very stagnant here in Europe, how countries are seeing economic growth and go. And when you get down to the ordinary level of what the next person who's going to buy a new vehicle is thinking, should they maybe hang on to the money in their pocket, hang on to that euro or that British pound or that krona, or should they actually spend out? But there comes a point when you can only drive an older car so long, it becomes economic to buy a newer one. And a lot of the car companies have been doing deals trying to encourage people to do that. Now we're seeing demand for cars picking up particularly. Remember, there was a six-year-long slump, but I think it's fair to say that the industry is nowhere near the peak of sales that it enjoyed before the financial crisis. Now, we've had pretty good numbers for October. The numbers for November have yet to be released until a little bit later this month, and this is the challenge. But to give you what October's numbers looks like, sales increased up 6.5% compared to a year earlier. Overall, all the car manufacturers here in Europe enjoyed sales of more than a million units in the month of October. So you can see things are doing particularly well. And let me show you some of the outstanding points, Zoe. In Spain, year on year, car sales in October up 26%. The UK up 14%. Italy up 9%. Even Germany, where there are worries now about the health of the growth of the German economy, sales advanced 3.7%. The one worrying nation, France. Now, we do get bad news about what's going on in France generally. The president, François Hollande, is doing his best to get his economic record looking a bit better than it has been. There has been a slight decline in car sales of nearly 4%, falling in October from the same month a year earlier. So you can see France is being in a bit of a struggling situation. But overall, growth of car sales has picked up after that long six-year slump.
So, Russell, let's sort of go across the pond then and figure out sort of what the consequences of this increase in sales means for the auto companies here in the U.S., particularly, you know, talking to you here from Michigan, where it is such a dominant industry.
Well, let's look at Ford, for example. We know Ford was the one company in the U.S. that didn't need to go to the U.S. government for a bailout. And I suppose somewhere down the line, that's paying off. We are seeing Ford with a 7% share of the market in October. They are talking about doing particularly well for the whole year. Indeed, Ford is talking about unveiling a newer model of the Mondeo, as we know it here in Europe. You would probably know it as a Fusion in the U.S. Mm-hmm. They're also talking about a facelift of that Focus early next year. The Focus model is one of the big sellers they've got. So Ford has kind of taken some of the lessons in Europe and applied them to the US. Ultimately, we've been paying high prices for our fuel for a long time when oil prices were a lot more than they are now. Americans were also complaining about, hey, gasoline is getting very, very expensive. And Ford was looking around and, goodness me, don't we make a smaller car in Europe? Well, we could sell that to our American drivers. So when it comes to fuel efficiency, Ford in Europe has been teaching the parent in Detroit a few lessons, and that has filtered down to American drivers. And I think the Fiat Chrysler Group, that's the other firm which effectively had to be bailed out. Chrysler is now part of a big Italian giant. That is a company with global ambitions. Fiat is trying to use Chrysler in such a way that it can market a lot of its Italian cars to the global market. And brands like Jeep, never mind Alfa Romeo, recently reintroduced back into the US, Lancia, or Lancia, as the Italians call it, they're trying to effectively create a big global brand to challenge the General Motors and Fords of the world, or VW.
So, Russell, looking like good numbers for 2014, what are the prospects looking like for 2015?
Well, this is the challenge. We're only really going to see here in Europe increasing car sales if the consumers in Europe are confident about the economies, but we constantly get negative news. The one plus factor, I suppose, for car drivers would be just maybe here in Europe, the price of fuel is about to head down. Remember, because of government taxes here in Europe, we pay an awful lot more to fill up the tank on our cars than you guys do in the US, and as a consequence, any break we can get at all that's going to put a cap on the price of fuel is going to encourage people maybe to buy a car with a slightly bigger engine. Although I should say hybrid cars are now the thinking here. There's a lot of worry about cars maybe using too much juice, too much fuel, and the car manufacturers are trying to sell us on the idea that their cars are much more fuel efficient. Although I should say, Zoe, as well, many questions about the facts and figures that come out from some of the car manufacturers. They tell us that their cars are very fuel efficient. We do independent tests on them and find, hey, the numbers don't stack up. That car's not as fuel efficient as you claim.
Russell Padmore, business reporter with our partner, the BBC. Russell, thank you so much as always.
Zoe, thank you very much.